survey report 5. No trace of our companions. The silent interior spaces of the station have begun to affect our sense of time. We have been traveling in a straight line across one of the central decks for what seems an unaccountable period. The same pedestrian concourses, the same mezzanines attached to the stairways, and the same passenger lounges stretch for miles under an unchanging light. The energy needed to maintain this degree of illumination suggests that the operators were used to a full passenger complement. However, there are unmistakable signs that no one has been here since the remote past. Clearly, whoever designed the station based the transit system within it on a timetable of gigantic dimensions. We press on, following the same aisle that separates two adjacent lounge concourses. We rest briefly at fixed intervals, but despite our steady passage, we sense that we are not moving at all and may well be trapped within a small waiting room whose apparently infinite dimensions we circle like ants on a sphere. Paradoxically, our instruments confirm that we are penetrating a structure of rapidly increasing mass. Is the entire universe no more than an infinitely vast space terminal? Estimated diameter, 5,000 miles. Survey report 6. We have just made a remarkable discovery. Our instruments have detected that a slight but perceptible curvature is built into the floors of the station. The ceilings recede behind us and dip fractionally towards the deck below, while the disappearing floors form a distinct horizon. So the station is a curvilinear structure of finite form. There must be meridians that mark out its contours, and an equator that will return us to our original starting point. We all feel an immediate surge of hope, although already we may have stumbled on an equatorial line, and despite the huge length of our journey, we may in fact be going home. Diameter, 50,000 miles. Survey report 7. Our hopes have proved to be short-lived. Excited by the thought that we had mastered the station and cast a net around its invisible bulk, we were pressing on with renewed confidence. However, we now know that although these curvatures exist, they extend in all directions. Each of the walls curves away from its neighbors, the floor from the ceilings. The station, in fact, is an expanding structure whose size appears to increase exponentially. The longer the journey undertaken by a passenger, the greater the incremental distance he will have to travel. The virtually unlimited facilities of the station suggest that its passengers were embarked on extremely long, if not infinite, journeys. Needless to say, the complex architecture of the station has ominous implications for us. We realize that the size of the station is a measure not of the number of passengers embarked, though this must have been vast, but of the length of the journeys that must be undertaken within it. Indeed, there should ideally be only one passenger. A solitary voyager embarked on an infinite journey would require an infinity of transit lounges. As there are, fortunately, more than one of us, we can assume that the station is a finite structure with the appearance of an infinite one. The degree to which it approaches an infinite size is merely a measure of the will and ambition of its passengers. Estimated diameter, 1 million miles. Hypnotize and squeeze you. Watch out! Don't you try and fight it. Better beware. Run away or hide it. Hypnotize. just when our spirits were at their lowest ebb, we have made a small but significant finding. We were moving across one of the limitless passenger decks that prey to all fears and speculations when we noticed signs of recent habitation. A party of travelers has paused here in the recent past. The chairs in the central concourse have been disturbed. An elevator door has been forced, and there are unmistakable traces left by weary voyagers. Without doubt, there were more than two of them, so we must regretfully exclude our lost companions. But there are others in the station, perhaps embarked on a journey as endless as our own. We have also noticed slight variations in the decor of the station, in the design of light fittings and floor tiles. These may seem trivial, but multiplying them by the virtually infinite size of the station, we can envision a gradual evolution in its architecture. Somewhere in the station, there may well be populated enclaves, even entire cities surrounded by empty passenger decks that stretch on forever like free space. Perhaps there are nation-states whose civilizations rose and declined as their people paused in their endless migrations across the station. Where were they going? And what force propelled them on their meaningless journeys? We can only hope that they were driven forward by the greatest of all instincts, the need to establish the station's size. Estimated diameter, 5 light years.
Yesterday, she rides herself. progress too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chicks should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Survey Report 9. We are jubilant. A growing euphoria has come over us as we move across these great concourses. We have seen no further trace of our fellow passengers, and it now seems likely that we were following one of the inbuilt curvatures of the station and had crossed our own tracks. But this small setback counts for nothing now. We have accepted the limitless size of the station. And this awareness fills us with feelings that are almost religious. Our instruments confirm what we have long suspected, that the empty space across which we traveled from our own solar system, in fact, lies within the interior of the station, one of the many vast lacunae set in its endlessly curving walls. Our solar system and its planets, the millions of other solar systems that constitute our galaxy, and the island universes themselves all lie within the boundaries of the station. The station is coeval with the cosmos and constitutes the cosmos. Our duty is to travel across it on a journey whose departure point we have already begun to forget, and whose destination is the station itself, every floor and concourse within it. So we move on, sustained by our faith in the station, aware that every step we take thereby allows us to reach a small part of that destination. By its existence, the station sustains us and gives our lives their only meaning. We are glad that in return, we have begun to worship the station. Estimated diameter, 15,000 light years.
Crash. We started with some music from The Naked Prey. The Brazilian Girls did Home. Report on an unidentified space station. Booker T by The Velvet Underground. Kevin Ayers interview. Throbbing Gristle, Almost a Kiss. Organization, i.e. Kraftwerk. Milk Rock. Jeff Buckley and Gods and Monsters with Gary Irwin. Farewell Angelina live at WFMU. Amazing, fantastic. John Cale, the 7-inch single of Rose Garden, Funeral of Sores. Some Bernard Parmigiani De Dons de Horrors, I think that was the title. The Lesbians on Ecstasy did Sedition, Jerry Goldsmith's New York Skyline from Our Man Flint, Robert Mitchum, I forget the actress, someone famous, Leaning from Night of the Hunter, Tori Amos versus Madonna, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Apples in Stereo, Submarine Dream, Kangaroo Court, Atmospheric Distortions, Nurse with Wound Fashioned to a Device Behind a Tree, The Mills Brothers, the original 7-inch of Glowworm, Crash, In the Rain, the airbags pop in your face, the windshield smashes, the hood flies up, Crash. On the Chill Room tonight on Kill Radio, it's 2 a.m. here in Los Angeles. Where are you? You've been listening to Kill Radio. Stay tuned.